One, minimum wage is going up from $15,000 to $16,000 a week. That's about US$100. This is effective June 1. So if you earn minimum wage, or if you have employees who you pay minimum wage, such as helpers, gardeners, or security guards, it's time for a raise. Two, you can now borrow more from the NHT. A single applicant can now borrow up to $9 million, up from $7.5 million. Two co-applicants can borrow up to $17 million, up from $15 million. And for three co-applicants, the limit is now $23 million, up from $21 million. There were a lot of other updates about the NHT which deserve their own video, so watch out for that. Three, 50,000 Jamaicans will be getting a $20,000 cash grant under the Solidarity Program. This is specifically for people not on PATH, NIS, social pension, and also didn't qualify for the reverse income tax credit. Four, the government will be adding $200 million to the Hope for Children Trust Fund. This is a long-term savings account for all Jamaican children, which they can access when they turn 18. Five, this one is for car owners. Fitness on new cars will now be valid for 5 years, and used cars less than 10 years old will be valid for 3 years. There will also be an option to renew your vehicle registration for 2 years. And speaking of driving, the PM announced a ton of new road initiatives, which we'll cover in a separate video. Follow so you don't miss it.